Welcome. My name is Divine. This is episode 388 of the Divine Intervention Life Lessons podcast. And in today's podcast, we're going to be considering the book of John chapter 6, verses 1 to 15. John chapter 6, verses 1 to 15. There are some very important lessons that the Lord has for us in this podcast. Let us pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for this time in your presence. We thank you for the opportunity to come and hear your word. We thank you, Lord, for giving us life and for giving us good health. Thank you because some of us can call you our Father. Lord, in any way we have sinned or erred, we pray for your forgiveness and your cleansing. We pray that may you purify us. And Father, for those of us that have not given our lives to you, we pray for the grace and the conviction to draw near unto you, to open our lives and open our hearts to you. I pray, Lord, that as we study your word this morning, may your spirit come and speak to us expressly. And give us the grace to not just be hearers only of your word, but also doers. It's in your mighty name we pray. Amen. So, again, like I said, we're going to be examining John chapter 6, verses 1 to 15. And I'm going to be reading from the New Living Translation, right? Quite a number of us know that it's about Jesus feeding the 5,000. But let's read. So, after this, Jesus crossed over to the far side of the Sea of Galilee, also known as the Sea of Tiberias. A huge crowd kept following him wherever he went because they saw his miraculous signs as he healed the sick. Then Jesus climbed a hill and sat down with his disciples around him. It was nearly time for the Jewish Passover celebration. Okay, so let's stop here for now. So those are the first four verses. And what do we see from these first four verses? A huge crowd was following Jesus. And I love that the Bible gives us the because as to why they were following Jesus. Because they saw his miraculous signs as he healed the sick. So I have a quick question for you this morning, a quick reflection question. Why are you following Jesus? Literally, it's a question you should ask yourself. Why are you following Jesus? Are you following Jesus because you love him? Are you following Jesus because you're denying yourself? You know, the Bible says, I think somewhere in the book of Luke, it says, if any man will come after me, I think it's Luke 9:17, I think. If any man will come after me, let him deny himself, take up his cross daily and follow me, right? Are you following Jesus, come rain, come shine, whether things are good or whether things are poor, are hard? Right? Because if you look at these people, they were following him because they saw his miraculous signs. Right? They saw his miraculous signs. So why are you following Jesus? Are you following Jesus because of what he can do for you? Or are you following Jesus because you love him? Right? Because again, this kind of brings us back to the prosperity gospel. The prosperity gospel is a gospel that believes that you're pretty much always supposed to live in health, wealth, and prosperity. Right? Because notice right now, large crowds are following Jesus. But there is, if you read a few chapters later, you'll find that many of these people completely deserted him, right? Many of these people completely deserted him. Even Jesus, many of his disciples deserted him when it was time for him to go to the cross. So once suffering came, boom, they evaporated. Right? Once those shiny things, the miracles, the signs, the wonders disappeared, those people disappeared. So the question you need to ask yourself this morning is this. Is your service towards God conditional? Is your service towards God conditional? Are you a gold digger in your relationship with God? That's not a stable relationship. Because see, part of the package of serving God is not just health, wealth, and prosperity. I'm not saying that the Lord will not bless you, but part of the package also includes suffering and trials, right? And difficulty, right? Even the Bible says, enter by the narrow gate, for, you know, narrow is the way, straight is the gate that leads to life, and there are few people that take it. And then broad is the way that leads to destruction, and there are many that take it. Right? Not many people take the way to life because it's a narrow way. It's a straight way. It's a difficult way. It's a way that requires a lot from you. It's not an easy path, right? So if you're coming to Jesus thinking that it's all a bed of roses, health, wealth, and prosperity, you're deceiving yourself. Truly serving, or if that's what a preacher is telling you, that preacher is deceiving you. That preacher is lying to you. It's one of the most common kinds of false doctrine that is out there, right? The thing is, you can follow, like, look at Job. Didn't Job go through tough times? Look at Joseph. Wasn't Joseph serving the Lord? Did he not suffer? Was he not thrown in prison unjustly? Right? So the thing is, again, I'm not saying that, oh, wow, the entire life of a Christian is entirely a life of suffering. But the thing is, sometimes you may go through suffering. Sometimes you may go through trials, right? And you need to be okay with that. Things will not always be a bed of roses, right? Because think about it. If you're a person that is in a marriage just because of money, then is that marriage going to last when poverty comes? No, it's not, right? So I'll just encourage you this morning. You need to reflect. Why are you following Jesus? That is the question I want you to address in your heart this morning. Why are you following Jesus? Are you following him for the right reasons, or are you following him for the wrong reasons, right? Or is your following Jesus conditional on him doing signs and wonders in your life and doing great miracles and providing everything that you need, right? Is that why you're following Jesus? Or is it that, oh, once suffering comes, once trial comes, you're going to dip, right? Because remember what the Bible says. The Bible says, I believe in the book of Matthew chapter 24, he that endures to the end, the same shall be saved. So are you a person that, oh, your marriage to Jesus Christ, you're in it, whether the going is good or the going is rough? You need to ask yourself that question, because the answer to that question and your response to that question is a reflection of the where you are in your walk with God. And if you've not surrendered your life to the Lord Jesus Christ, I will really encourage you to do so. But again, I think part of this podcast is a reality check, just showing you that, hey, this is the cost of following Jesus Christ. It's not all a bed of roses. It's not all health, wealth, and prosperity. It's not all a bed of roses, right? So I'm trying to expose you to the truth. I'm trying to expose you to the reality. And I'm really hoping that you'll come to terms with, hey, you know, and the thing is, don't get me wrong. Is it difficult? Yes. Following Jesus Christ is not easy, but you are not left alone, right? You're not left alone. The Lord is going to give you his Holy Spirit to help you. And there's the grace of God to help you, right? So if you truly want to find out about the cost of following Jesus, which I've kind of introduced here, but you can listen to episodes 254 and 287. They're salvation podcasts. If you do end up deciding for Jesus at the end of 254, there's an opportunity for you to say a prayer with me to surrender your life to the Lord. Let us pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for your word we have heard this morning. Lord, give us the grace to sit down and think, why are we following the Lord? Why are we following Jesus Christ? Give us the grace, Lord, to follow you for the right reasons and not for the wrong reasons. To follow you unconditionally and not conditionally. You went to the cross and you died for our sins, even while we were sinners. So, Lord, please give us the grace to think about our relationship with you. And if we are not aligned with the right motives or the right perspectives, give us the grace to align ourselves with your word. Please have your way in our lives. Help us in all we do. And cause us to be witnesses for you everywhere we go. This we ask in Jesus' name. Amen. So God willing, I will see you in episode 389, where we will continue this series on John chapter 6, verses 1 to 15. But have a wonderful day. God bless you and shalom.